from the Columbian. He covers all things Vancouver area sports, our friend Paul Valencia. Hi, Paul. How you doing tonight?
Great. How are you?
Doing well. We're going to take a look at some brackets, take a look at you know, some teams down there in the 4A and 3A boys and girls that look like contenders for district and state runs. But first, let's go back a couple nights to Wednesday night. You guys saw a good one down there between Evergreen and Camas, a loser-out game that went down to the wire.
Right. Evergreen was the number 3 seed, Camas number 2, and both games in the regular season were 2-point games, so it was kind of no surprise that this one was close. But Evergreen got them 69-65. Tyrus Hosley with 32 points for Evergreen. So the Plainsmen advanced to the championship game against top seed Union. And Camas' season, even though they finished second in the 4A GSHL, well, they're done. The Papermakers are done. And it was a real, in my opinion, a very good season for Camas. They, you know, everybody loses seniors. We know that, you know, from the year before. But that was one of the best teams they've had in years last year. And then they came back this year, had a really tough schedule, lost the first 6 games, even though they had the lead in 5 of them, had their non-league schedule. And then they finished second in the league. But again, this was a second and then a third place, and Evergreen was right there. I told you, 2-point games. And now Evergreen has advanced to the title game, and which will mean Evergreen will play in the 1-game playoff against the Kingco to try to get to the round of 16. And that's a great story for the Evergreen Plainsmen, too.
So regardless who wins the game Tuesday night in the district championship, Union against Evergreen, that'll be played at Battleground High School on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. They're both into the next round. It's just a seeding situation, or does Union get do they still do the double elimination in the bye district, or both Union and Evergreen have loser out games the next round?
No, yeah. Now it's just, from what I understand, just a championship game, and you know, number one, yeah, the winner will get a home game in the 1-game playoff with Kingco, and the loser will go on the road. But these two teams are your two teams that are going beyond district from Southwest Washington. Interesting, what they do down here is they protect the number one seed. So, you know, last night, or Wednesday night, Union beat, who they beat? They beat Battleground, 83-73. But had they lost that game, Union would have still gone to the finals. It's a really bizarre thing.
Well, then what would have Battleground done?
Battleground then would have had to have beaten Evergreen, and then that winner would have played Union again. So they do protect the number one seed down here in a very strange way. But, we've talked about this, how funny it would be to tank on purpose to force the number two or number three seed to play an extra game. But nobody, you know, it's kind of a gentleman's agreement. No one's going to tank on purpose. But
yeah, so Evergreen's happy that Battleground, I mean, Evergreen's happy the way it came out, or they would have had to play an extra game even had they won, which they did.
Exactly. Yeah.
Interesting.
And it's crazy. So they're doing that for the 4A girls tournament as well. So
let's go over to the 4A girls then before we go over to 3A and talk to us about how that one's shaping out and some of the teams that you think could make a run deep into the state tournament.
Well, Skyview has they're very post heavy. They have 4 posts who are just great. I mean, well, you know, very, very good basketball players, and that's their strength, is, you know, rebounding and inside play. And so, yeah, if they can survive past district and get to that by district, then yeah, they'll be that tall team at state.
Exactly.
And
Skyview finished, Skyview finished 7th overall in the AP, and then right behind them in 8th is Camas. 2 very, very close. And how did those games work out this year?
Skyview got them. I'm drawing a blank on the scores, but Skyview got them.
Right.
Yeah, got them both times, but I am drawing a blank on the scores, but. Yeah,
I don't expect you to. I don't expect you to remember the exact scores from games that were played like a month ago. I know you're good, but you don't have to be that good, Paul.
Exactly. Anyway, Skyview got them on both games, and Camas is clearly the number 2 team in this area, because I think third place was 3 or 4 games behind them. It was a lot of parity. So yeah, we expect. Expect Skyview and Camas.
And then we'll stick with the girls and move down to the 3A. Prairie, the only team in the top 10 from your neck of the woods. How dominant is Prairie? Maybe compare Prairie this year at 17-3 to some of the great Prairie teams that Al Aldridge had in the past.
That's hard to do. Yeah. And the reason it's hard to do is because Al Aldridge never played in a four-team league, you know.
And
so the 3A GSHL is a four-team league, and at girls basketball, you know, if you've got a really, really good team and then nobody else is, it's really kind of hard to judge. You know, they're very, you know, they do what the Prairie does, which is they go on the road and at the tournament time, and they go try to find the best competition because they know they're going to win the league by just showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Their co-player of the year, Sharita Doherty, and Grace Prom, the co-players of the year for the league. Sharita was our player of the year last year. She's been, you know, a lot of injuries this year, you know, shoulder problems, and so she sat a lot of games or played just a half or whatever, so she doesn't have a whole lot of points on the average. But she's an excellent basketball player, and they're saving her for this time of the year right now. That's what they've been doing, is kind of waiting and waiting to let her go. And so I think they're going to be a lot better than, say, just 3 weeks ago, just based on, hey, it's the postseason now. But they're the opposite of Skyview. They have no height. They're the team that'll shoot 30 to 43 pointers a game.
Wow!
And just do the four quarters of pressure, defense to try to outshoot the other team by getting more shots through turnovers. And yeah, when they're shooting great from 3-point range, they're hard to beat. But when they're shooting 25% from 3-point range or less, which I've seen, then they're not great. They're beatable at the state level.
Prairie Boys also the team to beat down there?
Well, actually, Columbia River got them in the tiebreaker. They tied for the league title. Columbia River got them in the tiebreaker to get the number one seed. But then on Wednesday night, both lost in the 3A bi-district tournament with West Central. So Columbia River lost by 1 point to Enumclaw. River was held scoreless the last 4 minutes of the game. And then Prairie lost last night to Foss. I guess that's the battle of the Falcons. And I said last night, I meant Wednesday, of course.
Right.
But Prairie lost by 2 points, and their 3-pointer at the buzzer went in and out.
Ooh.
And so they're both in the loser's bracket. And that loser's bracket is, if you've seen that 3A by district.
Oh, yeah.
If you're in the loser's bracket, you got to win three in a row to make it to the final game, and if you make it to that final game on the consolation bracket, then you get to go to that state round of 16. But yeah, those teams now, they're in trouble.
I know that loser's bracket well. In fact, every time we made the state tournament at Mount Rainier, we went through the loser's bracket. So it takes a lot of – that's why my hair is gray as it is right now, some of those loser's bracket games. Before I let you go, Paul, maybe any classification, boys or girls, give me a team that you think is maybe just playing the best basketball at the right time, that maybe not one of those elite teams that we've talked about or ranked teams, but a team that might be able to surprise here in the next couple of weeks.
Boy, you know, that's a tough one for me. I mean, I love what Evergreen did to just make it for the 4A, but I think it's fair to say that the boys leagues, both the 4A and 3A, were a little bit down from last year. So I'm just not sure how good these teams are, you know. And, you know, Union last year was ranked one or two, you know, based on whichever poll, all year long. And then they made a great run to the semifinals. And I think everyone kind of expected that. I'm not sure anyone expects anything, you know, to these long runs to the state, you know, semifinals or anything like that. But for Evergreen, just to get where they are now is a real success story, and that's cool. Union, you know, has been expected to do this, and it would not surprise me if Union makes it to the Tacoma Dome. And I guess if you make it to the Dome, then that means you're capable of winning it all, because there's only eight teams left.
Right.
So I like their chances. And, of course, I love Prairie's chances just to get to at least that regional round of 16 no matter what. And same with Skyview. And we're talking about girls now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Prairie and Skyview girls, I expect in the regional round of 16. But then it's just one game, and who knows, you know.
Well, Paul, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for the synopsis of the 3A and 4A down there. And we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, definitely. Take care.
Paul Valencia joining us.